Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air, sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Thank you, Jordan Rich. I'm Lauren Decker, and this is Soul Chaser, the podcast. I want to just take a minute and thank our crack staff, Kevin Sajak and Jim Deering. We wouldn't be broadcasting or podcasting if it weren't for those gentlemen, so thank you, guys. Most of all, thank you, our listeners. If you enjoy the podcast, feel free to tell a friend about us. Today's story with a purpose is called Boomer. Perception is reality, I often say, and perspective is a personal thing. We travel through our lives seeing things the way we see them. We rarely consider the fact that everyone sees things differently. We just don't think the same thoughts. My wife and I play a little game at random moments where we ask each other the question, what song is playing in your head right now? Over the years, we've posed the question hundreds of times, never have we had the same answer. The melody rattling around in my brain is not the one that she has in hers, ever. Individuals see and hear things differently. When my son Brett was young, he had to go to a major Boston hospital for some tests. Brett was a rambunctious boy. We nicknamed him Boomer because he was always going boom. He had the bruises to prove it, too. His curly blonde hair framed a face full of yellowing bruises and fresh scratches, and every day it was part of life's adventure to see what mischief Brett would get into. Our first trip into Boston for Brett's initial visit to the hospital, we got up early and headed for the expressway toward the city. As we rounded a big curve, the city of Boston came into full view. Skyscrapers stretching out before us, a panorama to behold. Whoa, breathed little Boomer in the back seat. Knock 'em all down, Daddy. His child's eye perspective from the rear of our family van made it seem as though the mammoth buildings were no bigger than his building blocks at home. I've often seen Brett crash his toy cars into any number of things in our home. This was just one more of the same to him. In Brett's world, the giant buildings of Boston would crumble at the push of my bumper. I suppose when you have a child's perspective, anything is possible. Dad can do anything. When Brett's little sister Mercedes was in kindergarten, it was a difficult time for me as a dad. I was single-handedly raising my five children. Life was a complex mix of babysitters, ministries, school lunches, and dirty dishes. As I look back, I can picture myself, dog-tired, leaning against the dryer, waiting for it to end its cycle, so I could have the kids in clean clothes for school the next morning. Often when the buzzer sounded, it would startle me awake. Mercedes was my youngest child then, and her kindergarten class was delightful. I always picked her up after school, and I enjoyed blending in with the other moms and dads, discussing any number of parental topics. One day I stood in line to collect her after the school day was over, and I saw that her teacher was walking her out, apparently to tell me something. I hoped she hadn't misbehaved. It seemed unlikely, but nevertheless I adopted my most pastoral demeanor and waited. We learned all about Dr. Martin Luther King today, said her teacher, putting Mercedes' hand in mine. We learned that he was a great leader and a man of peace. I also told the class that Dr. King was a minister, just like... She paused and went on with the leading question. Mercedes, what does your daddy do? The words floated in the air as my daughter pondered. Then Mercedes announced, laundry. My five-year-old figured I did laundry for a living. I guess dads can do anything in a child's perception of things. I reckon even MLK had his days waiting for that dryer to signal the end of the cycle. I'm doubly sure that that was not the end of the dirty clothes. The basket of waiting to be washed laundry always looms like a tower in the corner. Mounds of clothes. Knock 'em all down, Daddy.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.